What is your game about? What is your game's big idea? It's astounding how few designers can answer this question, and how few publishers try to market or even describe their games in such terms. The most you're likely to hear from a designer is something like this: it's a game about trying to build the most efficient rail network. It's a game that uses worker placement, but with a twist. Those aren't actually what we have in view here. A game's core idea is not the game's setting, nor is it the game's particular combination of mechanics, nor is it even the player's goal in the game. A game's core idea is the element of the game around which all of the player decisions revolve. It is the fulcrum for those decisions, the central problem that you are presenting players and with which you are forcing them to grapple. It is the statement that you, as the game's author, are making through the act of presenting them with this challenge. You are saying that this is important, and letting players work out what the broader implications of this are. To use a literary analogy, we might think of a game's components as analogous to a book's words, its mechanics and player decisions to a book's plot. In this construct, the game's idea is akin to a book's theme. A theme is the central artistic statement expressed by the action in the book. Now, just as a book might not have a single theme, and different readers may identify different themes within the text, so too might a game express different ideas to different players. This is a perfectly acceptable outcome and does not invalidate your identifying an idea for yourself that will guide your process. Just as having one intended theme that you're grappling with in writing your book isn't invalidated by readers grappling with different or additional themes as they read it. But having no theme at all might lead to a forgettable book. And the same is true for games. As we always do, let's illustrate this by way of example. I've talked about my civilization-building game, The Sands of Time, a fitting example for this point since it was the game that led me to the realization that a game could have a core idea in the first place. In Sands, you compete to accomplish great exploits, but the game's scoring system is built around chronicles, which represent boasts that you make about those exploits. To be believed by posterity, you must also establish a reputation for great accomplishments in the areas in which you plan to excel. Taken together, this system expresses the idea of history-making, and not merely civ-building. And so Sands is a game about telling your civilization's history. It is clarifying when you discover what the game's central idea is, because then, and perhaps only then, you can start to build the game's systems around that focal point. So often we're told to question whether the mechanics support the game's story/setting, but with this construct we see that we need to ask whether they support the game's idea,